Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another program of A Moment with Self. I'm your host, Dr. Daniel Sadiq, delighted to spend this time with you and joyful to share the knowledge and experiences of some of the best and most valuable integrative medicine practitioners each week at this hour. The intention of this program is to introduce different approaches for achieving a well-balanced connection among mental processing, emotional stability, and physical conditions at every given moment. A balanced state of mind, body, and spirit requires a healthy and aware sense of self, and the focus of this program is always on the better understanding of ourselves. While a higher and a whole person awareness about the choices that we generally make, along with the acknowledgement and accumulation of the personal values that each one of us possess and allows us to unlearn what we have used before and it has not worked for us, and instead bringing us to paying attention to what may work better in situation is the target. What is important to maintain along the way is noticing our feelings of self-respect and self-advocacy. And this program is then designed to pay some extra attention to these two requirements of a healthy sense of self and building self-esteem. Let us remember that the human's essence is built on the energy of internal joy, which is an unstressed, self-sufficient, and able feeling. In order to be in touch with such state of joy, we are constantly in pursuit of peace, happiness, and success. And according to what we find out by knowing ourselves, is then we are able to move on and create balance in those needs, and we become satisfied with the outcome of our performance. It is my belief that the beauties and the values of life are hidden in the challenges and the obstacles that we face every day. Imagine just like a pearl that is hidden in a shell at the bottom of the ocean. Our joy is inside of the successful overcoming, achieving our triumph over situations that are in front of us. Without difficulties, hardships, disappointments, even disasters and catastrophes, and in general without life-altering events, growth becomes just a physical matter that is not appreciated enough. In my practice of clinical psychology and during counseling with individuals, couples, and families, I often realize that most people are not expecting the difficulties of life and are frustrated by their conditions. Then the gift of joy and well-being that every person is born with has often vanished under the pressures and the traumas of earlier life stages. The experiences that we have in our past and the worries that we carry with us about the future eventually blind us to the possibilities of today, and then our ability to enjoy the present moment comes difficult to feel. That is why my wife and I have founded the Wheel of Wellbeing, which is a scientific sanctuary for mind, body, and spirit, and to integrate different healing approaches to promote self-understanding and encourage continuous alignment with a positive sense of self. Through years of practice and education, we have learned that to make the necessary changes, embracing transformation, and eventually going through life happily and successfully, we need an environment that is based on science and yet it understands the humanistic emotional attributes of a person. I invite you to learn more about Wheeler Wellbeing, and you can visit wheelerwellbeing.com. And in order to know more about my practice of psychotherapy, please visit Dr. Sadigh, which is drsadigh.com. I've also recently, as of January 1st, launched a Facebook page as Dr. Daniel Sadigh, and I post on a daily basis some of my thoughts and some videos and some audios, and I hope that by posting this information, we can add to the depth of understanding of self, and your contributions will be very helpful as well. In order to know oneself, again, I want to emphasize that it is so important to understand how the internal sense of peace and happiness relies on feeling valuable, secure, and loved. Without values, security, and love, we cannot function and act as responsible enough adults or make appropriate choices that serve in our best interests. Thus, it's going to be very difficult to fulfill a safe and secure lifestyle. Then it becomes extremely important then, and it's necessary to understand the value of self-esteem. Without a reasonable level of self-esteem, it is really difficult to feel safe and protected or feel loved and cared for. To define self-esteem, self-esteem is the relationship that one has built with him or herself. A healthy relationship with self maintains self-worth and self-esteem at a high level, while when we have self-doubt and self-pity, it lowers our sense of being positive and valuable in this world. Now imagine a person without a high regard for self in an unhealthy relationship with another person. What would you get out of that? I guess the result of that would be a relationship that is self-defeating and intolerable. For this person or both of these people, staying in this relationship becomes destructive. Yet, leaving this kind of relationship becomes anxiety-provoking, and a breakup will be a devastating experience for this person.
Down doobie-doo, down, down. Comma, comma, down doobie-doo, down, down. Comma, comma, down doobie-doo, down, down. Breaking up is hard to do. Don't take your love away from me. Don't you leave my heart in misery. Breaking up is hard to do. Remember when you held me tight and you kissed me all through the night. Think of all that we've been through, and breaking up is hard to do. They say that breaking up is hard to do.
Yes, breaking up is hard to do. Keeping healthy relationships and appropriate boundaries are not easy. They need consistent attention and adjustment. When one person is forced to end a relationship or is suffering emotional confusion after a breakup, there are many lonely and gut-churning moments that require special support and healing. Once a relationship ends, there are many different kinds of uncertainties about starting over in a new relationship, especially if the ending of the last relationship was debilitating and shocking for this person. Relationships can be really precious, but if one gets too comfortable with a relationship in a way that does not even serve that person's best interest, then it becomes a burden. The pressure builds even more when you may obsessively replay words that you want to say, things that you want to communicate with your partner, and in your head they work out. But when it's really time to talk about it and say them, then it becomes a whole different thing or a meaning. The pain and the agony of a breakup continues for a long time after you feel empowered to act in your own best interest and by building confidence in your own ability to overcome the fears or anxieties of separation. And that's the only time that you can move on. That is when you can break through the negative self-judgments and feel secure enough to make new decisions. In order to build the muscles of self-confidence and self-esteem, we need guidance and practice. I've invited a special guest tonight who's been working on many elements of self-advocacy and conducts seminars on the subject of breakups. Her body of work is really valuable in the process of transformational healing. Amy Sherrill is a very special person. Amy earned her Bachelor of Science degree from the University of Buffalo and is a certified natural health practitioner and a holistic nutritionist. She has achieved and created a countless number of certifications in various healing modalities. She has been featured in several national publications, including DEA Fitness Journal, ECA News, PFP Fitness Trade Journal, Tendu, Fitness Edge, Shape, and Self magazines. She has been invited to speak on stages globally and is a contributing writer for various national and trade organizations. Amy is the creator of Flexation and Yoga Flex, fresh, fun, liberating mind-body sculpting systems that teach experiencing a sense of ecstasy through exercise. Amy has been an inspirational leader of empowerment for over 24 years and is trained in polarity therapy by world-renowned teachers. She is also a Reclaim Your Power Now mentor. The number of her programs and trainings are so many that will not probably fit in a short time that we have. Well, I should talk about her own personal journey and how she has come to the place that she is now. She calls that walking through the fire and overcoming obstacles. She did that by losing 80 pounds as a teenager who was suffering from low self-esteem, and that led her into the fitness industry as her passion to help others to step into taking care of themselves made her well-recognized internationally. Years later, a devastating breakup left Amy feeling powerless and self-destructive. She realized it was time for another level of healing. This led her on a life transformational healing journey where she now helps others who are feeling in despair. Her genuine, caring, and insightful and compassionate approach makes her programs very safe and special. Amy's private polarity therapy practice is at Wheel of Wellbeing in Los Angeles. Let's welcome Amy Sherrill. Hi, Amy.
Hello, hello. Thank you so much for having me on the call. It's an honor to be here this evening.
Good. I'm glad that you have this time to join us and excited to share your experiences and your understandings of such a touchy subject. Everyone in their lives goes through at least 1, 2, 3 breakups. We cannot keep every relationship the way that we want, and eventually there are times that we have to end certain relationships, and it's never easy. So I'm wondering how you can share with us about your experiences.
Yes, and it's so true. And I was listening to what you were saying in regard to the importance of healthy self-esteem and how that definitely plays into breakups and why very often they can be so painful. I have found in working with people is that when the breakup happens, then the distraction of the relationship that wasn't working anyway is now gone. And it can be an opportunity for each individual to develop that relationship with themselves.
That's absolutely correct. Amy, let me say the number that our listeners can call in and ask any question they have. The number is 909-533-8385, and our listeners are welcome to call in and ask any questions that they might have. So I would be really glad if you can share with us a little bit about the polarity therapy. What is that?
Oh, it's so my pleasure. Polarity therapy is a fascinating healing modality. It was the healing modality that came across my path over a decade ago. And what I love about it is it honors all of who we are. Our thoughts, our emotions, our physical body, and then our energy body, which is the foundation of who we are. And a couple of pieces that I love about polarity therapy that I find is so effective in this work and in healing work in general is that we tend to hold all traumas in every cell in our body, and we may not be able to access that by just the mind. And there's a actual body work that is incorporated in polarity therapy that can wake up these memories or these traumas, and it can just be released in a moment. I have found that within one session, a person can just have this aha moment. And it's funny because very often I'll hear someone say, oh, God, that happened like I was 8 years old. I didn't even know that bothered me. You know, and it doesn't even, it could sometimes not even be that big of a story. However, the impact and the trauma that it left inside the body got crystallized and
stuck. That's right. So as I'm understanding, the memory of the event stays at a cellular level, and through the physical connection that sensation has to our brain and the memory centers, we can reach the event one more time and release the tension or the stress or the anxiety or whatever sensation that has been kept in our body for a long time through that technique. Is that right?
That is absolutely correct, and it can happen in an instant, and then it's poof, it's gone.
Right, right.
Yes.
I use EMDR, and I totally understand that it's a very similar concept, so I can understand how that works, and it's amazing. In that moment, once the issue all of a sudden gets desensitized, actually the memory doesn't go away, but the sensation that was holding us back just goes away, and we are not trapped by the stress or the despair that it causes.
That is absolutely correct. I love how eloquently you explain that, and it's so true and so beautiful and so life transformational.
That's right. So what about the Reclaim Your Power Now mentor? What is that about?
Oh, what a touching question to answer. Thank you for asking me this. It's a great, great question. Reclaim Your Power Now, me being the Reclaim Your Power Now mentor, is a brand that came to me as a result of my education, and also when you spoke about me going to the fire, I came to realize that we as people, and especially as women, are not aware of how we can leak our power everywhere and not be confident and not trust ourselves as a result of that. And for lack of a better term, it actually feels like living in hell. And reclaiming our power is a piece where we start to reclaim and access the parts of us that we shut down so that we can feel safe navigating this world and living life with an open heart and being in our vulnerability, in our strength of that, and not being swayed by anything in the world because we can protect ourselves in a healthy manner.
Is that a collection of our abilities then? Is that bringing together the different senses of one's abilities that now collectively make that person see him or herself as an able and authentic person?
Absolutely. And the other piece that I found was through the work of polarity therapy are these magical educational teachings of how we function, how our body is from the viewpoint of the five elements. And when we understand this and how it manifests into our life, for example, very simple, I hear this one all the time, is people suffering from anxiety or people feeling overwhelmed, and they just then it paralyzes them as a result. All that really is when we can kind of shift out of the story and when we have these understandings based on polarity that, oh, it's just that one of our elements is just a little off balance and we address it from that point, then everything becomes at ease in our life again. So I found that a huge part of reclaiming our power is understanding ourselves on the elemental level and what that means so that we don't get stuck in our stories. We can shift out of that and be, oh, I'm just a little imbalanced in my ear is a little wacky today, and what can I do to bring that into balance? And then the anxiety's gone.
So it's a kind of a realignment of our position about a situation or a subject.
Yes, yes, and the perception and knowing what we can do to bring ourselves back into balance, as opposed to getting drowned in our story of our emotions.
Mm-hmm. So you mentioned to me earlier when we were talking last week that there is a powerful secret that every man and woman needs to know in relationships to prevent the heartaches after a breakup. Would you reveal that secret now?
I am thrilled to reveal that secret. And had I known the secret years ago, I probably would have not suffered a lot of heartache. But as you know, every piece of turmoil in our life definitely has a triumph. I loved when you talked about that pearl. It's so true.
That's a value. So
yes.
let's share the value.
Okay. I would love to. The secret that I found of why we feel so much pain after a breakup and how we can shift that, how we can not feel that sort of pain ever again on that level if we ever do go through a breakup again, it can happen, is that what I have found is that ultimately we're really on the soul's journey to learn, and the soul craves to reconnect back into our wholeness, which we are. We already are that whole and complete being. And we repeat these patterns to recreate the painful feeling to help us to wake up to that pain so that we can finally heal it. But what happens is in many breakups is people get so caught up in the story of the pain that they drown in the emotions and they drown in the story, and it's very difficult for them to shift out of that and ask the question of what is the one constant in all of these painful relationships. And so the secret to that, yes, is that that one constant is us. You know, our relationships may change with different people. However, if we are consistently going through relationships and the breakups are very painful, the people may change, but we are the only constant that isn't changing. So when we can step out of the story and recognize, I'm feeling pain again, I'm feeling pain again, perhaps it's we're touching into that pain because the soul wants to wake us up to heal from that pain and be, hey, wake up. Wake up, you're feeling this pain because it's not about the breakup. It's about maybe what happened to you with your parents when you were a child, or it's some sort of trauma that's lodged into our system, or heartache that's lodged into our system, or pain or agony that really had nothing to do with any of the past breakups. They typically have to do with our upbringing.
That's
and to go to that place and heal that.
Wow. A nice way of putting it. You know, as you were saying that, I was imagining that someone who is sitting in a room and all of a sudden they hear a fire alarm. And then the sound is bothering them. And then they go to another room and they hear another noise. And then it bothers them. And then they move from the house and go outside and the sound is still bothering them. So I guess finally the only conclusion would be that there is something wrong with my ears and there is a whistle in my ear. That's not the outside. So maybe that's the wake-up call that we need. The hearing of the alarm is not the issue. It's what's going on and why we are hearing an alarm is the issue.
I love that. That is such a great analogy. Such a great analogy. Thank you so much for sharing that and bringing it all into.
As you were talking, so I was just imagining this alarm that's going on and people are not really understanding what this is about. So they're just bothered by the noise.
Exactly. And it doesn't always feel so good when we finally wake up to realizing that. So it's much easier to get caught up in another relationship and to be distracted with that relationship than to look at the lack of the healthy relationship that we have with ourselves.
And Amy, it seems like sometimes it's easier to blame others for our issues. So if something goes wrong, you know, the tendency is sometimes that, you know, just give the responsibility to the other person. They are responsible for this breakup. And as long as we do not hold ourselves responsible enough for a situation, good or bad, you know, right or wrong, because that doesn't matter. We are the responsible party at the end of the story anyways, because people come and go, but we are staying, as you said, we are the constant in this situation.
Yes, yes. And when you were speaking, what I was hearing is in the word responsible, when one breaks it down, it really is being response-able, being able to respond to what's going on. And
that's
when we
right.
can get to that, yes, yes, instead of blaming, instead of going, when you talked about self-doubt and self-pity, that prevents us from our healthy relationship with self. I loved when you talked about that. That feels to me in the same category as blaming others.
Mm-hmm. You have really picked up certain words in the body of your work. You have used this phrase, magic power triangle, in reclaiming your power after a breakup. So what is that magic power triangle? How does that work? What does that mean? Tell me everything, please.
I would love to tell you everything. The magic power triangle, you know, it actually came to me when I was waking up from a dream. I was like, oh, this is how to pull it together. So if you happen to have a piece of paper, I highly encourage any of you on the call to pull out a pen and paper and actually draw this. Draw that triangle on that piece of paper, because this is something that you can look at always and it will empower you. And in the middle of the triangle is the word power. And on the top corner, I invite you to write trusting yourself. On the bottom right corner, I invite you to write healthy boundaries / healthy detachment. And then on that triangle to the left, that corner on the left, I invite you to write down connection to self-value / not taking it personally. And so in pulling it all together, the magic power triangle of how we can reclaim our power and always access our power are these three key points that contain our power where it doesn't leak out. We can contain our power and hold our power when we have healthy boundaries, when we don't get overly attached, or when we're too detached. And in order to have a healthy boundary, we need to trust our intuition. We need to trust ourselves and not doubt ourselves. So there's that connection to trust. And then the piece of to prevent going down into self-doubt and self-pity, which destroys our relationship to self, it's very important for us to not take other people's behaviors personally. And that's a hard one, really hard one, especially in relationships where there are a lot of emotional charges. However, I always say, what you think about me or what you feel about me, it's not my concern. I'm not taking it personally.
It's not our concern, or we just allow people have their own feelings or ideas?
Yeah, it definitely is a space where, yes, there's freedom for people to feel whatever they feel, to have their belief systems. And what can happen is sometimes somebody can judge us or feel a way about us that doesn't make us feel good, and we don't need to take that on. That's not our business. And that's where that healthy boundary comes in.
You're not taking it personally. It means that we allow others to have their opinion of us, but it doesn't mean that we have to believe that about ourselves. We can, just listen to them and then be our own judge of ourselves. And I guess that goes into that first part of the triangle that you said, trusting yourself. Because if you're trusting yourself, then you're not taking it personally, because that's somebody's opinion and it doesn't really affect you as long as you trust yourself.
Exactly. It doesn't sway you. It doesn't get in. It doesn't get in. You know, if we allow it to get in, then there's a leakage of our power.
Well, the question that comes up for me how do we assess the trust in ourselves is valid or not? You know, some people I come across in my clinical work, people who trust themselves, but they're overconfident or really thinking too high of themselves, where it's only a defense mechanism. So there are different psychological attributes that trusting yourself might have. So in this triangle, how can you assess what is realistic and what is not? Is that possible?
Yes, it is, and I actually love that question, because what I have found is that in trusting ourselves, in what you were saying, what can come up is that until someone goes through their own personal healing journey, it's important to do that so that they can differentiate whether it's, you know, their ego, so to speak, trying to cover up the pain that's really there, which then becomes a self-defense mechanism, versus them really knowing, that inner knowing. And I think that in order to get to our connection to our inner knowing and reassess that and realign that, we need to clean out the crap, really, that is keeping us.
The old baggage
and the old wounds. And I think that an action step that I can provide people that they can walk away with now is that when there is, if somebody gets very emotional, like very charged, then there's some old baggage to look at. When it's more of just like, it's just a feeling, it's like, if you ever hear yourself say, it's just a gut feeling, or I just have a sense, something just doesn't feel right. It just doesn't sit well with me. However, it's not really charging us like, oh, I'm so pissed off, or it's not pissing us off or not upsetting us. It's more kind of like that healthy detachment. It's just like we kind of when we notice it, you know, our intuition, which is how we trust ourselves, can be very quiet. It's very subtle. That's why it's sometimes so we don't always trust it, because it's so quiet. And so we do need to be cleaner and cleaning out that baggage to really hear our intuition more.
More transparent.
But the intuition doesn't come from a charge place.
Right. And also, I guess when you're saying charge, it reminds me of reactivity versus the responsibility that you mentioned. Now, if we are reactive and reactivity takes over, then we know that we are charged, and we got to understand what this reactivity is about, what the reactions are about, if they're not coming from a responsible place.
Absolutely. Where there is reactivity, there's healing to be found. Absolutely.
Right. Let me play a short song, and it's one of your favorites, I guess, and then we come back in a minute.
Wonderful.
He broke my heart, and now it's raining. Just to rub it in, I'm at your door, I feel so crazy about it. You say I told you so, you saw it long ago, you knew we had to go. I finally came around, I'm back on solid ground, can't let it get me down.
Talking about breakup and breakthroughs, and we're talking with Amy Sherrill. Amy, we're really enjoying listening to what you have to say about this magic power triangle, and I'm wondering if you can give us an example of how it has helped you, maybe, or one of your clients, in making better decisions when you or this person decided to date again.
Absolutely, and it is the key. It is the absolute key, because, you know, dating is, it's a high-risk activity. You know, we're putting ourselves out there. It's difficult to not take things personally, to be well-received, to be understood. Ultimately, when we're dating because we want to be in partnership with somebody, and to be able to trust somebody. I always say that people need to earn their trust by their actions and by what you feel. So in the magic power triangle, that piece of trusting ourselves, trusting what we feel. Do we feel safe when we're around that person? Do we notice, you know, chemistry? Chemistry can totally bring down the boundaries, and we can get lost in it. And that's a big key that can create a lot of pain in relationships, because very often when there's a lot of chemistry, we don't take the opportunity to really get to know the person and to see and date them and see if their actions are congruent to their words. And even if they aren't, when the chemistry is there, it can kind of just be so delicious to, you know, just like hang out there and drink in that we close our eyes to what the red flags may be.
Are you using the word chemistry as a sexual drive?
Yes. Yes, physical attraction, absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. And that type of energy is very difficult to contain once it's unleashed. So having that healthy boundary, I would say, is really getting to know somebody and valuing ourselves, as opposed to asking the question, will he like me? I hear that from women a lot. The question that I say is, no, can he provide for me what I need, and can I provide for him what he needs? Is he a good match, speaking as a woman, is he a good match for me? Dating in a more practical way, and that requires healthy boundaries, and that requires healthy self-value, and that requires trusting ourselves in order to date in a way that we feel safe, in a way that we can be out there and not be fearful and not lose our power.
I guess you just walked into my next question, which I want to ask you. And do you think that it's necessary to have counseling, to use psychotherapy in regards with difficulties in relationship, or do you think that one can just come over these obstacles on their own?
I am a big believer in objective support. My profession's by choice, and especially when we are in the conversation and in our life with a breakup or a challenging relationship or marriage, because our emotions are so highly charged that it's so difficult to see clearly. It's so difficult to pull back. And to have that objective support of someone who can reflect back to you of what may really be going on, and also to be in a safe space where we can talk out what's happening, because very often we can come to our own answers and our own realizations. However, in order to do that, we need to be in a safe, neutral space of trusting, loving energy where we can be in that process and we can be in our truth. And so having that objective support is absolutely non-negotiable in relationships with ourselves and in going through breakups and in marriages. I'm a huge, huge advocate. And why struggle? Why try to figure it out on your own when you can have some support? You know, we're not meant to do it alone.
I think you said it very clearly, and also I think earlier you mentioned that reactivity or the lack of responsibility or not being able to set healthy boundaries, as you mentioned in that magic power triangle, or not being able to trust yourself, or not being able to value yourself, or not taking things personally. So all of these elements could be elements that in a relationship your partner cannot necessarily tell you something or deal with the issue on an even keel, on an understandable position. So basically, you're not seen in the eye of the others as you truly need to be seen. And as you said, somebody who is neutral and is not a part of this equation is needed to reflect and report back to you on you. Mm-hmm. So that is, I think, the value that objective view of somebody else can give in a relationship.
It is so true and so needed, and it just makes the process so much quicker.
What advice can you give to our listeners to move on in relationships that are not working, or move on if they have already been out of a relationship and now they're reluctant to just restart again out of the fear of getting hurt again?
Yes, that's a great concern. So often we've been so hurt that it's so much easier to just shut down because we really are afraid of getting hurt again. And the answer that I would say is to take the time to take care of ourselves, to date ourselves, to get support and go through that process not diving in and jumping into another relationship when one ends. So that, yes.
Go ahead. Yeah, you're right on.
Yes. So that when we do move forward, we can move forward with an open heart. And we're not bringing our past into our present. You know, I see it all the time. We've been hurt by maybe one person, three people, maybe five people, maybe 10 people. I mean, I can't even count how many painful breakups I have experienced. And the thing is, though, when you think about it, there are 7 billion people on this planet. So to bring our past, because we were hurt by maybe 3 men or 3 women in our past, and to put that on to the person we're currently dating, it's actually not fair, because that person can be a lovely person. And if we're not healed from our past, we're going to project that onto them, and we're not going to see them clearly, we're not going to hear them clearly, and we're really not going to give them a chance.
Which brings me back to what you said earlier about the constant partner in all of these relationships is you. So if 3 doesn't work or 4 doesn't work, we need to start looking at ourselves. And that was the beginning of my opening tonight, and every night. And this program is about the moment with self, which we really at every moment we got to reflect upon where we are in our lives and who we are and why we do what we do. So it's really more of an internal look than an external look. It is more of a self-esteem issue than anything else, and how we believe in ourselves and our security, in our responsibility, and the choices that we make.
Yes, yes. I feel that our relationships are mirrors to reflect back to us of what's going on inside of us.
That's right. So now I have another good song for you, and let's go to that. It's called Walk Away.
Ooh, let's hear it. And that is one of my favorite songs. And I would listen to that very often many years ago.
I just had the feeling. And that brings me to my next question. So somehow all of these songs are intended to make the conversation even deeper. And I'm wondering, what do you think about the relationship between an addictive kind of behavior in comparison with the difficulties in breakups. Do you see any similarities, differences? What are your thoughts when you bring these two together, addiction and staying in relationships?
Yes, yes, and that is definitely addictive behavior. Could be, you know, codependent relationships, and what I have found when it comes to addictive behavior is that we, in our system, we got used to experiencing drama, and addictive behavior creates and replays drama, constant drama, and it just pulls us down. And I believe that, again, it goes back to our upbringing. Perhaps we grew up in a dysfunctional family. Perhaps we didn't get what we needed. And as a child, we take that all on, and we don't know anything different. So we keep attracting, and we're drawn to what's familiar to us. And drama is what's familiar to us, and it can manifest in the form of addictions. I also feel that addictive behavior is a form of self-loathing, deep, deep disconnection, and a brokenness to loving ourselves. It's very self-destructive behavior.
And one other thing that I witness a lot is a lot of, I mean, there is a component of addictive behavior that is called genetic or predisposition, which is not the topic of this conversation. Those are always there. But as you said, the life events make a big difference in breaking it down to what it is. However, most of the people that I come across who have addictive personalities, they use addiction as a numbing device. Whatever that use is something to overcome the pain or the suffering that they're experiencing. And the comparison that I'm making with relationships is that sometimes we find a partner or somebody that we're in relationship with as a remedy to our pain, and we are afraid of letting go because now we're more in pain by letting go. So even though the relationship is hurtful, in a lot of situations that unfortunately I witness domestic violence, although this relationship is so bad and so destructive, we see that the partner is still staying, and for a long time, and they don't leave, they don't go. And that is a kind of addictive behavior that unfortunately in some relationships exists.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. And I find especially with women that they've been so beaten down that they don't feel worthy. And
that's
they don't think they could find better. And it can get to the point where they just, there's such a lack of self-love that it's at the point where they actually believe what the abuser is telling them, and we're to the point where, oh, I deserve to be hit.
Right.
I shouldn't have done that.
Right. That's very unfortunate. So let's wrap this up by asking you to tell us about your workshops, your work. How do you assist people? How do you bring this all together? Where do you do that? Can you give us some information on your programs, please?
Oh, yes, and what great timing. Thank you for asking. Yes, if this is resonating for anybody, I do have a program coming up. It's a four-week, 30-day jumpstart program of the From Breakup to Breakthrough Blueprint. And, in fact, why don't I just give you the URL link, and there's a lot of information right on the web. The link is www.reclaimyourpowernow.com/jumpstart, and all the information is right on the sales page.
Program, Amy?
Oh, it's wonderful. It's four teleclasses where we all get on the phone together, and I teach you all this yumminess. I will teach you how to move forward, how to have your breakthrough. I will teach you my signature method to unhook from his life and soar with yours. The information on this program is actually, it will change people's lives forever because it's for breakups, to breakthroughs, and it can be utilized in their life in general. It's the teleclasses, it's the audio recordings. For those who make the cut, because my time is limited, I also am offering a complimentary consult to as many people as I can. There are a bunch of bonuses. My dear friend Christina Dunbar, she has a program called The Power Goddess, and she has a program called Bye Bye Good Girl, and she teaches women how to shake off their shame and soar into the beautiful goddess that they are. So she's also offering a complimentary session for people who sign up. So there are quite a few bonuses that are included in the program as well.
Result that one gets at the end of this program? What is that a person who's registering? Is it for men and women, or is it just for women?
This program, the live program, I would love to have it be for men and women. However, I do think that it's probably geared a little bit more towards women, and I think that it's a little safer for the program to be women only. And I don't mean to take out the men. I love you guys. It's just that women are feeling vulnerable enough after a breakup that it's a safer space when women come together in sisterhood. And then we can heal together, and then we can be better for you, men. How does that sound?
aren't men the ones that they want to get away from? You want to return
I'm going to help them how they won't want that anymore, how they will heal and they'll be excited to move forward in their life and to if they choose, you know, the key point is to be happy with oneself, and then the relationship enriches our life.
Beautiful. I guess the end result is feeling empowered, right?
The end result is feeling empowered, it's feeling confident, it's feeling whole and complete again, no matter what one's relationship status is. It's being able to navigate in our life in all ways. It's being able to, when one chooses, to be able to move forward and date again with excitement. People will walk away feeling healed.
Good. Now I have a song for you for that feeling healed, and it's called Life is Sweet. Natalie Merchant. You have.
I'd like to comfort you. I love that.
You
song.
Have another chance to say the URL link again, please, and then we will say goodbye. And I really appreciate sharing your knowledge and your information.
I so appreciate you having me on this call. It's just, I'm smiling ear to ear to be able to connect with all of the callers and just to provide value and be of support for people. So, yes, the link, the URL link again is www.reclaimyourpowernow.com/jumpstart. And I highly encourage for anyone who's feeling and resonated with anything that we discussed on the call to please visit that link and check it out. And if you have any questions, there's a box where you can email me directly. If you would like to dive deeper in moving forward with working privately with me, please fill in that box on this URL link, and my team will have me receive that as well, and we will contact you.
Beautiful. Blessing and joy to everyone, and I hope to have you again on this program sometime soon.
It would be an honor.
Yes. Thank you so much, and have a wonderful week for everyone.
Yes. Good night, everyone. Thank you.